And thank God for your life. Thank God for the breath that you have this Sunday morning. Thank God for what He's doing right now. I give God the praise. I give God the glory. Just pause for a second. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To whom the heaven and earth is named. Just give Him praise and give Him glory and give Him honor. Hallelujah. Come on in to my prayer room. My prayer closet. I need you, my God. I invite you right now just to enter in with me to my prayer closet in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now to say thank you. We come to you now to say hallelujah. God, we praise you and we give you glory and we give you honor. And so, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I ask right now that you forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our inequities. Forgive us for our transgressions. Forgive us, oh God, for all of our wrongdoings. Oh God, I pray right now you bring within us, oh God, a clean heart and a righteous spirit. Oh God, and I pray, oh God, that we're able, oh God, to carry out not only your word and your will, but the work that you have for us, not only on today, but throughout our time. So God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will cover us and keep us, oh God. Keep us in your loving arms, oh Heavenly Father. Keep our parents, oh God. Keep our loved ones, oh God. Oh God, we're hurting, oh God, in the midst of crisis and pandemic, oh God. There is a toil in our spirit that we're tired, oh God. We're tired of the injustice. We're tired, oh God, of being mistreated. We're tired of being left on, oh God, on the margins of life. And so, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will lift up a standard, oh God, let your precepts and your concepts go forth. Let your word go forth. And so, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will, God, come forth like a roaring lion. You are the Lion of Judah. And so, God, we're praying right now that you will fight for us. We're praying right now not only that you could be the lamb, oh God, but you could be the lion. And so, God, we're praying right now in the name of Jesus that you will roar for us, that you will take siege for us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the midst of pandemic, I'm still praying that you will, God, enlarge our territory, take back what the devil has stolen, oh God. And God, when the devil comes, hide us so that we can't be hid. Hid us, oh God. Hide us that the devil can't find us. Hide us, oh God, and hide us in your shadows. Keep us tucked in your arms, oh God. Keep us, oh God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come our way. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you praise now. I give you praise right now for what you're about to do. I give you praise for what you're doing right now. So, God, I invite those in my prayer closet and ask them that you, oh God, will reciprocate a blessing unto them. They might be wrestling with something. They might be dealing with something. But, God, you know what they're dealing with right now. So, God, I pray that you will go into the house. You'll go into their mind. You'll go into their pocketbook. You'll go into their wallets, oh God. You'll go into their bodies. Send healing, oh God. Send financial support, oh God. Send, oh God, peace right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise his holy name. Amen and amen. I thank God for this Sunday morning. I give God praise every morning. I got a meeting with him. And I pray that you can meet with God each and every Sunday morning. Whether it's on Sunday morning, but even on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or Saturday. I dare you to have a set appointment, a scheduled time to meet with God. God is speaking, but he's looking for someone with open ears. He's looking for someone with open heart to hear the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Speak, Lord, thy servant hear it. Speak, Lord, thy servant hear it. And as he speaks, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, just like the cedar, he will come through like a rushing wind. He will come through, oh God, and tear down every high place. He will make every high place low. He will bring down every mountain in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, my God is a reigning God. My God is an awesome God. My God is a good God. Give him praise and give him glory. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Amen and amen. I thank you for joining with me this Sunday morning on this Pentecost Sunday. We give God praise. We give God glory. But we are still believing what he has done over 2,000 years ago in that upper room, that God will come in and sweep the land with his Holy Spirit. And I believe he's still in a transformation mode. He is still changing lives. I believe that he's still going to change our community. He's going to change our government. He's going to change our rulers. He's going to change our leaders so that we are under not only the governance of God, but the reign of the kingdom of God. But I believe this is a set time that God, in this year 2020, that God is causing things to be changed in the atmosphere, causing things to be shifted in the earth. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss the shift. I don't want to miss what God is doing. So get into his plan, get into his will, and get into his word. Amen. And I believe it's time for us to park and get into his word. Amen. Praise his holy name. Glory to his name. For those who don't know me, my name is Pastor DeWarren Gibson, and I thank you for joining the Word of Life, Word, Worship, and Word this Sunday morning. We've been doing this for over the 12 weeks. We kicked back up. We're in full gear. We're getting back, oh God, on the edict and the command and demand that God has on this ministry, on my life and my calling, and those who's calling into fellowship to carry out, oh God, his power, his plan, and his will. And so I thank God for you joining with me this Sunday morning to dive into his Sunday word. My mama used to cook every Sunday morning, and she not only would cook on Sunday morning to have a Sunday meal, and we would all eat at the table at a set time, but I thank God that God has prepared a meal for us. I call this our happy meal. And I believe it's a set time for this generation to hear this word. It's a word that I believe is on fire. It's a short word. It's a mighty word, but it's an on-time word for an on-time God, for a current God, for a God that's working in the midst right now. Yes, he's the same today, and he was the same as yesterday. He's an unchanging God, but God is with us. I believe his hand is on our life. And he's causing us to take action. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. So today, first of all, I want to pray for all the mayors, amen, across this land. They have a huge task before them. They have a task to not only govern the city, but to keep peace, amen, in their city. And we pray that God will give them godly wisdom, amen, to not only allow those to exercise their God-given right to speak out, but also to maintain order in the midst of chaos and anarchy. And so I pray right now for all the mayors in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for all the local, amen, government bodies that have to deal with such, amen, time as this. They have to manage and lost money. They're beyond their budget. Because of COVID-19, and now here they have to deal with all the chaos and the protesting. Now, I'm for protesting the right way. I believe in Dr. Martin Luther King, how he protested. I believe in Gandhi, how he protested. But also I believe that there's an undercurrent of evil that's behind some of the mischief that we see on TV that's causing some of the havoc in our cities. So I'm praying for all the mayors. I'm praying for local governing bodies. I'm praying for the governors. And listen, I am praying for our president in the mighty name of Jesus. The word says that we ought to pray for our leaders. So pray for our president. Pray for our governor across the land. Pray for our senators, our governing body. Pray particularly for our mayor. And listen, we need to pray for our community leaders. God is looking for those to raise up community leaders that can speak on behalf of the community. Amen. And so I'm praying that God will raise up Joshua generation that can be a community leader to fight the things that we're seeing in our lives that is unjust. Amen and amen. So let's get into the word today. Amen. Today I was going to have my brothers to share. Both of them are really I call them frontline workers and in metropolitan areas. And so that not only their workers are working for the people of Chicago and the greater Chicago area, but they're also men of God. And so I wanted to tag team with them today, this message, but I'm going to go forth with it. Amen. Pray for me. But we'll have another time where we could broadcast my brothers live. Amen. A set time where we could tag team. And those who I'm speaking with is particularly my brothers, Pastor Roger Washington. Amen. He's a police officer. Pray for him. He was up all night. And I don't know if you saw his post, of those who are close with me and my friends, that came to your Facebook feed. Amen. He talked about how although he's a black man, and also he's a man of God, and also he's a policeman, he's a preacher, he's a pastor, but also he's a humble man. And so he shared with us how not only that his same people that he loved and protect, how they spit on him, how they ridicule him, how they burn his squad car, man, there's so much got hit with bats and all these other things. Not with just him. I got a lot of friends in law enforcement. And they are for the people. And so it's unfortunate that in this time that people don't understand who's fighting for them, and they're caught behind the enemy lines of being hurt throughout what's going on. So I'm praying for them. I'm praying for my brother, Pastor Robert Mercato. He has a service at this time as well. I'm not sure that he has to be called to duty, but I'm praying for him and his family as he has to go out and restore our city. So pray for those, amen, who have to come after them and clean up. And then we don't think about the challenges that we have to deal with after the fact. Amen. Those who have to go to those places and work. Amen. It's not the millionaires. It's not even the middle class that have to go to Starbucks and Target and the other places to go to work. Not only that unemployment is at a record high, these places that did serve our communities, that brought their businesses, that shut down for many reasons, whether it's the chaos that happened because of protesting or COVID-19, now that we've seen the fact that where the money going to come? You know, I don't know about you, but I'm always chasing the money, amen, in our community, and I'm all for putting money in our family pockets. So I'm praying for that God will have a release, amen, to not only provide for our families and those who are struggling even now, but I'm praying that God will continue to have a release, open up the windows of heaven, and have a blessing to them. So I'm going to stop talking because God wants me to go forth in his word. I'm just excited that I'm able to be in his presence this Sunday morning, and I'm excited that, hey, listen, God is still doing some amazing things behind the scenes. If you could just tune into his spirit, you can see what he's actually working on. Amen and amen. So today I want to share real briefly from the message called Tag, You're It. Yeah, yeah. After last Sunday sermon, and God placed on my heart immediately after that, particularly about this generation and what we're doing through, what we're going through, and God said, Tag, You're It. And I looked around, and I really thought it was my wife or my kids making fun of me, but I heard clearly the Lord say to me, Tag, You're It. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? What are you really referring to? Tag, You Are It. Amen. And so he led in my spirit, and I want to share this real briefly. He led in my spirit is the fact that it's a turning point in our time. In this millennium, God is tagging, amen, individuals to speak out. He's tagging those to fight a good fight on behalf of not only of his kingdom, his church, and his people. And so many of us know about tagging. Amen. Many of us know about tagging within social media. You can tag a person's name to a particular image. We could tag a person, amen, to a video. And when you tag a person, it pretty much it selects that person to be associated with that image or that video. And so when God put in my heart, tag you, pretty much he's telling this generation, tag you, this is your time. This is your time to speak out. This is your time. You're tagged to go before with my authority, with my power, amen, with my blessing, with my commission. To go forth, you're tagged because you're it. What is it? It is the fact that you're tagged to do something great for God's will and his kingdom, amen. Let's journey into the word, particularly in Genesis 32. And this is going to be a series of tag you in because throughout the Bible, God tagged certain individuals to do extraordinary things in regards of their background, in regards of their sin, in regards of who they were. God tagged them, amen, as an image, as a vision, as a pinnacle point in time to show what he's doing. For his kingdom, for his people, and his church. And so here we have in Genesis chapter 32, a very familiar passage. Genesis chapter 32. If you have your Bible, you can turn with me. I'm going to read from the New International Version. Amen. It's Genesis chapter 32. Amen. And I have it on the screen, and I'm reading from the NIV Version. It's a subset. Amen. I'm going to go to verse 24. Please read along with me. Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we acknowledge you as our creator and sustainer of life. Therefore, we approach your throne of grace and mercy with a renewed hope and confidence that you will hear and answer our prayer according to your riches and glory in heaven. Lord, come into our heart, change our minds, and change our ways. Impact our lives with your holy word. Impact us with your Holy Spirit. Impact us with your power and your presence. Impact us, Father, for a rich and abundant life, now and forever. In Jesus' name, let us read Genesis chapter 32, starting in verse 24. So Jacob was left alone. This is after his journey, his departure from his father, of receiving the blessing. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. Wrestled with him till daybreak. Verse 25. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he could not overpower this generation, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, branded him, so that his hip would be wrecked as he wrestled with the man. Now, this man considered to be the Lord or an angel. Verse 26, the man said, now, this is the angel of the Lord saying. The Lord says, let me go, for it's to break daybreak. Let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go. I will not let you go. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Verse 27. The man asked him, what is your name? Jacob, he answered. I got a conflict here. I'm going to talk about this real briefly. The man asked him, what is your name? Jacob, he answered. Verse 28. Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. Hallelujah. And then verse 29, then Jacob said, This is what Jacob said. Please, let me know your name. He replied, why do you ask my name? He didn't give his name. But what he did do, he did bless them. He said, then he blessed them there. Praise his holy name. For those who might be joining, amen. I'm preaching tag, you're it. Tag, you're it. The current incident that we see today has pushed our current generation over the tipping point. And what I mean by the tipping point is that there's built up frustration, amen, where there's not an outlet for our generation. And the generation, whether it's the generation X or Z or Y or whatever the current generation and generation beyond, have pushed them to the tipping point, whereas this built up frustration has exploded. And they're fed up with that ado mentality. They're fed up with this passive approach of dealing with things. And so God's going to leverage this energy. God's going to leverage this momentum that he has of this generation, amen, to cause change for the better. And they're wrestling with the fact of no one is fighting on my behalf. They're wrestling with the fact that, yes, I go to church, but nothing is changing. They're wrestling with the fact that, hey, I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've gone to school. I am going to school. And nothing is changing. And this, they have reached the tipping point, which what you see today. And I believe at this particular time in the text, Jacob has reached the tipping point in his ministry, in his life, whereas you got to understand, Jacob has been going through some things of his life. So Jacob, let me give you some backdrop of who Jacob is. Jacob, if you don't know, Jacob was the homeboy who grew up in a household where he was loved by his mama, but his daddy didn't pay him any attention. His daddy paid his brother Esau more attention because he was more about the game life. He was more about hunting, while Jacob was more or less a house kid. Amen. He played video games and stayed in the house. And believe it or not, children feel the frustration when their daddy is absent. They feel the frustration when they don't have the support. And so Jacob himself, can I preach this? Jacob himself experienced this disconnect in his own household. Mm. And so as Jacob experienced this, not only did he steal the birthright of his brother Esau, and him and his mother, amen, work out a deal, whereas father Isaac blesses him, amen, to receive the birthright. Now, many people might say, yeah, Jacob is a trickster, but Jacob have a mentality, whereas I'm going to win at every cost. Nobody's paying me attention, but I understand my importance. I understand the blessing that's in my family, and I want it. I'm tagged for it. Although I wasn't in line for it, but I was tagged for it. Mm. I don't know. You might not be in line for a job. You might not be in line for a promotion. Amen. But you are tagged for it because God said your name. Your name is for it. The blessings of the Lord is on your life. They might have somebody else already picked out. Now, that's man. But God has chosen you as the chosen one. And so God has chosen Jacob because Jacob has this mindset that I am going after what I want. And this generation, they finally got a mindset, something finally pushed them, propelled them, that I'm going after what I want. Mm. And so here we see in the text that Jacob is at a tipping point where he's wrestling not only with God and with man. And so throughout Jacob's life, we see that not only did Jacob receives the blessing of his father by way of trickstery and or by way of buying it from his brother Esau. But God continues to show Jacob that there's something more in you. How do I know that God showed us more in Jacob? Because if you go through the Genesis around 30 and 32 up to this point of the text, we see the fact that Jacob, not only that, as he leaves, he goes to his uncle's house, Laban. And while Jacob is there at Laban's house, he works not only 7 years. Something's in Jacob. I'm trying to show what is in Jacob to allow him to continue to wrestle with God. Jacob has something that's in him that said, I won't quit. He's there. He's at his uncle's house. And he sees a fine woman. And he wants to marry her. And what he gets instead, he has to work 7 years for Leah before he gets to his prized wife. But here it is. He works and toils for 14 years. Mm. And so not only that he has this mindset that I won't give up, he has this mindset that I'm going to work as hard and as long as I need to be a, have my blessing. So Jacob has this mindset that I'm not going to give up. I'm going to win at all costs. I'm going to work as hard to get my blessing. And here it is in the text. Jacob is a point that he has to push through this flash point of his life where he chooses to fight and not flight. Mm. And it's interesting that in the situation that oftentimes when people are wrestling with things in their life, they choose to fly away from the situation other than fight. But Jacob said, I'm going to fight instead of flight. Amen. So Jacob builds a callous mind. You know, I work out. I lift weights sometimes. During this pandemic, I'm trying to stay in shape, trying to stay active. And what I noticed in my hand is that using the weight bar and using the dumbbell, the calluses that's built on my hand. At first, it was sore as I was grabbing the bar, and my hands wasn't used to it. Because I work in the office, don't play with me. I know, don't laugh at me. Some of my friends might say, yeah, you got a cushion job. But listen, hey. Sometimes I know how to work with my hands to make my hands soft for the job, amen? And so as I'm working, my hands are getting hard, and then calluses will start to build up on my hands. And so now when you grab the bar, when you grab the tool, amen, your hands are used to it. It's built up to deal with the toil and the pain that you're going to do with your hands. So Jacob has built a callous heart, amen, a callous mind. And his callous mind said that I'm going to win at any cost. I don't care what's going to happen to me. You can't hurt me. I've been tagged for a blessing. And because I got this callous heart, I'm going to continue to pursue after that which I want. And so I thank God that even after he built this callous heart, he built up his muscle and his mind, that at this time, he said, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to turn away from this situation. I'm going to continue to work at it. I'm going to continue to fight for what I want. And so here's the conflict that I have after we see in the text where Jacob is wrestling with God. If you go to verse 26, it says this, that the man said, let me go. After Jacob has built this callous mind, he's wrestling with God. He's wrestling with his angel. He's wrestling with man. He said, let me go. Let me go, because it's daybreak. And it's interesting that the scripture will point out that it's daybreak, gives us the inclination that Jacob has been wrestling with him all night long. Mm. And it's amazing that sometimes in our life, we might have to be wrestling and dealing with some things. But we get to the point where we might do it for a couple of hours, then we give up. We might do it for a couple of weeks, then we give up. We might do it for even a couple of months, and we give up. But if you really want to be blessed, you got to have the mindset of Jacob that how long it takes. I'm not going to let God go. Mm. And so the text say till daybreak to give us an indication that it's a time period where Jacob decided that I'm going to continue on fighting and wrestling. I'm not going to get tired until he blessed me. And so I thank God because after he said, let me go, amen, Jacob didn't want his efforts to be in vain. Listen, what if you work all your whole life and you get to the end of your life and you say, I'm tired, I'm going to let go? You didn't waste all your life. It's been in vain because you had thrown in the towel. So could you imagine that the fact that here's Jacob, he's wrestling all night long. He's wrestling for almost 24 hours, and then he give up without a blessing. So I want to tell somebody here today, regardless of how long you've been fighting, regardless of how long you've been toiling, regardless of how long that you've been, amen, pursuing your dreams and your vision, don't give up. Don't give up. Regardless of how hard it might seem, don't give up. You've been tagged for greatness, but sometimes the greatness comes with a price, and that price is for your fight and not to give up. Amen. I dare you to give God praise right now for giving you strength to continue on, give you strength and power to not throw in the towel and not to give up. Amen. And so here, he wrestles. He got him in the guillotine. He's about to do a DDT on him. But he said, I'm not going to let you go. He said, I'm not going to let you go. Here, we have to have a state of mind that I'm not going to quit. I'm going to get my blessing. I know that a lot of havoc has been reaping, but that's not the blessing. The blessing is that this generation, if they continue to fight, you've been tagged to do greatness. If you continue to fight and say, I'm not going to give up, regardless of what the governor says, regardless of what the president says, regardless of what people say on Twitter, you can't give up. You've been tagged for greatness, but you got to stay the distance. You got to hold the course and stay in the ring and not throw in the towel. So here's a situation that I see that's happening, that Jacob have a callous mind. He built up a mentality that I'm not going to give up, and he proved himself by wrestling with God. Amen. And how long it might take to receive his blessing. And so I thank God for this situation because here we see that so many people give up before the blessing. I don't know about you. I can testify that all the failures in my life, hear me good, all the failures in my life, it wasn't that I didn't pursue. It's because I stopped along the way. And every time you stop along the way, amen, you negate, you shortchange what God has for you at the end of the road. Amen. He's the God who is, who was, and is to come. And so you give up for what is to come, you shortchange your blessing. And so many people give up before they get blessing. And so the lesson of the message is, even if you're tagged and God said you're it for the next blessing, you can't give up. You got to pray, you got to fast, and you got to continue on believing, regardless of how long it would take, but you got to continue to have a mindset, a callous mind that I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue to fight this fight. I'm going to fight a good fight in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so here's the solution that Jacob tells us when you want to give up. You got to work harder and continue to work. Amen. You got to persevere and have the persistence, because persistence and perseverance is going to pay off. Was it the right time for Jacob to get blessed? The text don't tell us that. But the text do tell us that Jacob wrestled with him and said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And so in other words, it might not be your time to receive your blessing, but you can change God's heart. You can change, amen, heaven to release, amen, a blessing in your life. How do I know this? Because King Hezekiah, the prophet told him that God told, get your house in order. And what did Hezekiah do? He didn't have a pity party that I'm about to die. He went in prayer and he toiled and prayed to God. And God changed his life by extending his life. And God changed his mind on his time frame when he was going to get blessed. Amen. So you can change the time frame when God will bless you. This is what the text is telling us, is that Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me, even though it might not be my time. So perseverance and persistence will pay off if you just stay in the fight. Amen. So I love what the text tells in Isaiah 43 and 22. He says that in Isaiah 43 and 22, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Yet you have not called unto me, O Jacob. This is so prophetic. He said, yet you have not called unto me, O Jacob. He's talking about the children of Israel. And you have not wearied me yourself, O Israel. God was referring back to the time when Jacob in this text fought God. He wearied God. He woke God out. And I dare you to wear God out with your prayer. I dare you to wear God out with your praises. I dare you to wear God out with your worship. Because when you weary God and you cry out to God, God will respond. I recall in the text, the children of Israel, amen, they was oppressed. They was in bondage. And they cried out to God. And when they cried out to God, God heard their cry. And then he tagged Moses to be their leader. And after Moses, he tagged Joshua to be their leader. And here in this particular text, he tagged Jacob because he changed Jacob's name to be Israel, to signify that Jacob, not only there will be two nations divided, with Jacob and Esau, but Jacob has been tagged, he's been blessed because he fought with me and he didn't give up. But he's representing the children of generation. He's representing what I believe in God, that God and his children, if they continue to fight on and they continue to hold on, if they continue not to throw in the towel, regardless of the evil, regardless of the sin in their life, if they just hold on to my word, if they just hold on to what I said, he's not a man that he shall lie. If he said it, it shall come to pass. And so I just want to encourage you this Sunday morning that regardless of what you might be going through, believe that if you continue to hold on to his unchanging word, hold on to what God has said, and even if it don't bless you right now, even if it don't look good right now, but if you continue to wrestle in prayer, pray and fast, and fast and pray, some things come by fasting and praying. And if you just continue to hold on, regardless of what they call you in the past, God's going to change your name to bless. And I believe that you've been tagged for a blessing this Sunday morning. Tagged. You are it. You're it for the blessing coming your way. You're it for the mighty work that God has in your life. You're it for what God is about to do, wonders and miracles in your life. Tag, you're it for the blessing is in your life. But although that God tagged you, but you got to believe, you got to believe that your blessing is coming your way. You got to believe that regardless of what's going on in my life, I'm going to continue to wrestle on what God has for me. So I thank God that I can celebrate right now that God is about to bless you. You've been tagged for a blessing. On the Pentecostal Sunday, you've been tagged to have the Holy Spirit in your life. You've been tagged to do great work for God. You've been tagged to carry on the good work of God. God has commissioned you in the name of Jesus to go forth with power, to go forth, to carry on his mighty work. So I thank God what God is doing right now. He's tagging you. He has branded you. He's changing your name. And your name is blessed. Your name is greatness. Your name, hallelujah, is no longer Jacob. But the name is Israel, your chosen generation, your royal priesthood, your a mighty generation. And I thank God for tagging you this Sunday morning, for listening in on this word. You got to realize that you can and I can celebrate that even if you wrestle with God, if you're wrestling right now with various things in your life, God will bless you. God will anoint you. God will give you the desires of your heart. God will open up the windows of heaven and pour down blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. If you believe, you shall receive whatever you ask for in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank God for all he's doing in your life. Tag, you're it. I dare you give God praise right now for tagging you for greatness, for tagging you for the good works he has for you, tagging you for the next blessing, for the next move of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, give God praise. Come on and give God hallelujah right now. Raise a hallelujah in your house. Raise a hallelujah in your space. Let God come into your place right now and give you a blessing by lifting up holy hands and believe that you're tagged for greatness. Tag, you it. I realized that when I was a kid, and I'm old dude, I'm way over time. We used to play this game, and you all know this game, tag. And I love the game tag. But God gave me a new revelation and understanding of that game tag. He said, DeWarren, the person who's already it, you got to be the aggressor. You got to go after and chase after the things that you want. See, everybody is running here and there, but you got to be the aggressor. When you play that game tag, you're it. When you're already it, you're chasing. You're chasing after that you're trying to catch in your life. You're chasing after those who hiding here and running there. But God said, if you chase after me, if you seek after me, you will be blessed. So I guarantee you right now in the name of Jesus, if you continue to go after that which God is wanting you to chase after, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and God will tag you with many more blessings in your life. Place your mind on things above. He will tag you with heavenly blessings beyond your imagination, where eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. Tag, you're it in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, give God praise. Come on, give God glory. Hallelujah to your name. I'm way overdue. I want to give someone an opportunity. Amen. I want someone to tag their life with salvation. Amen. I want to give you the moment right now where you can be tagged with greatness in your life. If you could signal all of heaven, hallelujah. Amen. All of heaven and all the hosts of heaven right now in the name of Jesus by saying this prayer with me as a token of your faith and that you're surrendering all to God and that you've been tagged for greatness in your life. If you just say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Free me and fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving me to new life. My future is secure in you. I am a child of God. In Jesus' name, if you say that prayer, if you believe it without your heart, you've been tagged for greatness. You've been tagged that God can come into your life and give you the blessings that he has been waiting to give to you. Amen. I thank God for you today. I praise God for you today that God has tagged you, God has blessed you, and God has given you, amen, a new life today. If you say that prayer with me, all of heaven, hallelujah, all of heaven, all of angels right now is rejoicing that you've been tagged. You've been tagged for salvation. You've been tagged for eternal blessing. You've been tagged to go in heaven. You've been tagged, hallelujah, praise his holy name, with our King who sits on the right hand of our Father, our Heavenly Father. Amen. Give God praise. Give God glory right now. Thank you for coming in. I'm so excited that God has tagged you. You are it. Yes, you're it for greatness. You're it. God has blessed you right now. You're it. You can walk around with your head up. Don't be conceited. You can walk around like, yeah, I'm it. God has tagged me. Hallelujah. God has tagged you with his name. God has branded you. God has anointed you. God has given you joy. I'm so excited. God is about to do something amazing. It might not feel good. It might not work well with your life. But God is in control. And when you know that you've been tagged, shut, girl, baby, my friend, dude, man, you're it in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for watching in. My name is Pastor Gibson. Won't you be a blessing to our ministry? There are three ways that you can bless our ministry. Amen. You can bless our ministry by Cash App at WLCM Chicago. Amen. Or you could bless us by going to Give a Fly, the Word of Life Christian Ministry. And amen, you could go to Zelle, amen, by giving at WLCM.org. But listen, if you can just thank you for being a blessing, just joining with us this Sunday morning. Share this message. I dare you to tag somebody that need a blessing in their life, amen, to this video on Facebook, on YouTube. If you're watching live on WLCM Live, I dare you right now to text somebody to say, tag, you're it. God has blessed you on this Pentecostal Sunday. Amen. Along with all those elders up in that upper room, amen, you are tagged to carry on the next phase of what God has for his kingdom. Tag, you're it. Tag, you're it. Ah, tag, you're it. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. God bless you, and amen, and amen. Shut up.